Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Downloading. 98%. 99%. Download complete. The episode will begin in
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Tech Talk. Welcome to Life After Blindness, a blog and podcast that is dedicated to the exploration of an enabled life with blindness. Your host this week is Tim Schwartz, with special guests Stephen Scott and Sean Preece.
Hello and welcome to a very special edition of the Life After Blindness podcast. I'm your host, Tim Schwartz, and like I said, this is a very special episode because I'm speaking again with Stephen Scott and Sean Preece. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
And why is it special, Tim? I think
yeah,
I'm not sure of that term. I don't like special. Is it because we're on?
It is because you guys are on. It's very special anytime you guys are on. But extra special because today we're going to talk about probably what, I would think maybe is the biggest breaking news that's happened in the most recent history in blindness technology, and that's that Sean and I have left RNIB Tech Talk.
Yes, it's big news in where exactly?
I'm not really sure, actually. I don't know. but I'm told that there's an interest in this. So what I thought, or what, well, we thought, it's a we thing. We should talk about us. We decided that it would be good to come together and talk about this and really kind of explain what's going on, what happened, what's going on going forward, and just kind of have a little talk about it. So, Stephen, since RNIB Tech Talk is your baby, it's always been your baby, and you are continuing on with it with Robin Christofferson, why don't we get into this, talk about this a little bit. What was the decision behind all of this change?
Well, you're right. I did give birth to this abomination that is Tech Talk, and people do seem to like it, which is rather nice. I think it's better looking than I was as a child, that's for sure. But no, it was one of those things that, you know, Tech Talk was born out of the idea of making mainstream tech more available, more aware to blind people, you know, because there was so much mainstream tech at that time that was starting to become more accessible to us. And I thought, what a great opportunity to talk about that rather than all the usual, you know, hey, it's, you know, here's a piece of tech for you. It only costs $1,000. you know, and there was all this, so much of this going on, and it just didn't seem right. And of course, at that time, around about 2007, I think we kicked things off. And, you know, we were talking about iPhones and, you know, all the launch of this great new tech. It was amazing, the stuff that was out. Yeah. And no one else was talking about it. So that's where the show kind of was born out of. And it kind of descended from there. Is that the right word? I think it ascended from there.
No.
I always get mixed up with those words. But yeah, we kind of continued on. We started off very much, you know, topical, and it was all about interviews. And then we decided to change tack and get into discussion about technology and, you know, get you guys on. And we had other hosts along the way who kind of came along and joined in the conversation and really took the show in a very different direction to where it started out. And, you know, clearly that resonated well with the audience. And, you know, you guys came along and it was great. And, you know, we came to the conclusion at RNIB, you know, maybe about 8 months ago, 9 months ago, that there was a huge amount of great stuff going on that RNIB were doing, and it seemed right that Tech Talk should be the beacon for that, you know, and not to be, you know, the RNIB Telegraph program, you know. It wasn't about that. It wasn't to say everything that happens at RNIB that's amazing we'll feature, and of course all the bad stuff we'll just ignore and sweep under the carpet. Not at all. But it was important for me to try and find a way of driving through all this new stuff that is going on. And I have got an amazing amount of stories already that we are lining up to talk about on the new Tech Talk. You know, things that are happening, things that have already happened that you might not even be aware of. And I'm not going to spill anything here, so don't try and get out of me, Schwartz. But
what's some breaking news?
Well, not here. You're not going to get any from me.
You're running for U.S. president. That's the news.
Can you imagine if I ran for U.S.? I'd be a lot better at it than that guy.
I was going to say.
Well.
And I really know nothing.
Well.
But no, I think it's time we took the show in a slightly different direction. And I know it's not just about me here. I know you guys have felt as well that, you know, you've both got different things going on in your lives. You've been part of the show for 2 years now. And maybe it's time we all sort of took a different direction, and we three actually are all involved in a new direction as well. So, you know, there's quite a lot of change going on. It feels like I'm standing in the middle of a motorway at the moment. Oh, sorry, highway. I forgot it was on an American show.
Yes, we are in America, but worldwide, so no problem there. No, you're absolutely right, though. There is a brand new direction for Tech Talk, and I, for one, am actually excited about this. I think it's going to be really great for the show, really great for R&IB and yourself. It's going to be some new experiences for you to have there, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens there. That being said, Sean, as Stephen said, the three of us did kind of come to this decision, and it wasn't just about giving R&IB Tech Talk a new focus and new direction, but it was kind of about giving us a new focus and new direction. Like Stephen kind of hinted at there, we are still going to be together.
Sadly, we are. Yes, you can't split us up.
No, clearly not.
That's right.
The band is not breaking up, no.
I mean, it may have seemed like it was, you know, a really quick decision, but as Stephen and Tim have said, this was something we talked about before, and you know, months leading up to this. We are working on other projects, so we're all working on the Double Tap Canada show. Obviously, Tim's got Life After Blindness, whatever that is. I do the odd audio pizza podcast.
I think it's that thing we're on just now.
Oh, is it?
It's a thing you're on right now that you've been on probably a dozen times.
It's great. No, look, what I'm saying is we loved doing Tech Talk. It was amazing, but it did turn into just friends having a discussion about tech, which is fine. And people did seem to like that, and we loved doing it, obviously. And we're still going to carry on doing that, and we're going to expand on that on the Double Tap show. But we did start to think that maybe it was time to let Tech Talk go in another direction.
Well, that's kind of the driver, really, I suppose, of all of it, because, you know, we had to come to a decision about what was going to happen, and the three of us were kind of on this page anyway. It felt like, in some ways, if we're being truly honest about it, like we were doing the same show twice.
That's right.
And, you know, that couldn't really go on. That wasn't fair to either AMI, who we host the Double Tap show with, or indeed R&IB, where Tech Talk lives. And it didn't seem fair to either. So what we wanted to do was give people more choice. And for me, it was about saying, look, there are so many stories out there we can talk about. And we will continue. You know, Tech Talk's not changing massively. We'll still be having discussion. We'll still be having debate. Probably lots of debate, actually. But with lots of different voices from within the R&IB. Many of those voices you'll have heard before on the show. And I think that's the key, is that we want to invite more voices on, your voice on. I mean, you guys will be back on. I mean, it's not like you're going to disappear anytime soon.
No, that's right.
I'm going to go on holiday at some point. So, you know, I'm sure one of you will want to maybe jump back into the driving seat, and that would be great. And that's the whole thing. You know, it's not like we're all going to disappear, and you guys will still come up in conversation umpteen times, usually through the complaints section.
Yes.
But I think that it's a great opportunity for us to focus on everything we want to focus on. For me, it's a delight because I get to do Tech Talk and I get to talk about lots of wonderful things that my employer is doing, but not just as my employer. I mean, you know, this is a very personal thing to me. I see, I'm involved in, and I'm aware of all the great stuff that R&IB is doing. And I hear people tell me all the time how much R&IB is not good at this and not good at that and needs to do better here and you know, isn't doing enough over there. And actually, a lot of the great stuff is already going on, especially in the world of technology. And that is the field that I know about, and that's the field I want to focus on. So that's where the show goes, along with the discussion, along with the news, and we'll still do the emails and all that stuff. But for Double Tap, you know, that is really just a riot on the radio. And, you know, we three get away with absolute murder on there. And it's great fun because we get to talk about the stuff, you know, in our own terms, in our own, you know, from our own viewpoints. And that's maybe something that Tech Talk doesn't need so much of. And I think Double Tap does. So it seems like a perfect fit. And of course, you know, Tim, like we say, you've got Life After Blindness. You know, there's only so much you can do. There's only so many hours of the day.
Yeah, no more me getting up at 4 a.m. to record Tech Talk. Yay! No.
He won't let that drop, will he?
Actually, we haven't done that for quite a long time, thankfully.
You only did it once.
More than once, but that's okay. No, in all seriousness, it is, I think, a really good thing for all of those people out there who are really worried or concerned that, okay, Tech Talk is going to take some weird turn or bad turn. Like you just outlined, it's going to be really good. There's going to be a lot of great new voices on there, a lot of good information that you're going to be able to share on Tech Talk. And that being said, it allows the three of us then to really focus properly, I think, on Double Tap and really be able to put the best quality show out there. And that's going to happen for both shows because, I mean, for me, quite honestly, it's a matter of saying, okay, did we use that joke on Tech Talk or did we use that joke on Double Tap? Wait, what did we
probably
say?
Both.
Yes.
Did we cover that story already? What show did we cover that on? We got, you know, it just
when
became...
it comes to jokes, we've definitely done it twice because I recycle responsibly with my material for sure.
Yes, all the jokes are recycled.
I've used that line I don't know how many times as well.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I mean, it really comes down to making each show a better version of itself and separating.
Oh, so Oprah of you.
Oh, well.
It's beautiful.
That's what I do. That's what I do. But no, it really is. It's about making them as good as they possibly can be and focusing that time on it to make sure that it does get the attention that they deserve. And I like the fact that we can focus our banter and our style of, you know, whatever it is that we do and make that as good as it can be on Double Tap and not feel like we're recycling it. Like you said, Stephen, you know, having it be like we're doing two shows. So
yeah,
I think
exactly.
This is definitely a good thing.
Well, it's a win-win, isn't it? Because if you do like the way we do things, if you do like our style, then we're still here.
Yeah, you get Double Tap.
Exactly. If you hated us...
What was that show again?
Double Tap Canada
Double Tap,
is the show.
Yes.
That's the show, but the website's doubletap.online, just to be clear.
Oh, dot online, yes, not dot com.
No, I believe it is www.
No, it's not. You keep saying this. Honestly, there's no wonder we never get any hits.
Why?
It's because of you. It's doubletap.online. It's just, I couldn't make this website simple.
No,
I made
no.
it for you.
You still need www
no,
in front of it.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
You don't. No, you don't.
Look, if we're going to be official about it, what you need is https://www.doubletap.online.
No.
Doubletap.online.
Wow.
Honestly, Tim, what does this guy know? Doubletap.online.
Oh, this is why I left.
This is why you left.
Because
this is what we want to focus on and make more concise. So if you like this kind of discussion.
Wait, stop. Okay, look, what I was trying to say so articulately and eloquently.
Yes.
Yeah, is that if you do like what we do, then we're not going anywhere. We're at Double Tap. But, you know, you now have more choice. If you want a bit less of the inane banter, there's Tech Talk.
Well, maybe. We do. We will still have the odd bit of banter, I think, on Tech Talk for sure.
You know what I meant.
But it'd just be slightly different. But, you know, I don't think it matters. I honestly, I don't. I think that what's important is the information we provide. And I think that, you know, for Tech Talk, it's important that we give lots and lots of information and we hear lots of the industry leaders and the people who are actually making the decisions, and we tackle them as well on big issues. And if we can do that with Tech Talk, that is fabulous. But Double Tap's a very different beast, and that's become clearer to me as the years have gone by. And, you know, aside anything else, look, forget all that. I really want to say this. I think that, you know, what has come out of all of this is a great friendship between the three of us. And, you know, that is something that will be everlasting. So I'm really pleased about that. Well, it's true. You know, I mean, it says it here, and I have to say it contractually under lifeafterblindness.com terms and regulations here. But
yeah, I made you sign a contract and an agreement to say that.
Signed it instead. You have to say this following line. I must admit, I am feeling sick now, but you know, I'll get back. That could, of course, be the large lunch I've had. But no, I do think that that it's been great to actually to do this. And For me personally, it's been a great experience because I've met some great people and I've had the chance to meet some great friends, and that is why the show works so well, truth be told. So, you know, whenever we get together, the three of us, it's always nonsense. but something good always comes out of it.
It's like, somehow.
I was going to try and come up with something that's like, but I can't think of anything that's a pile of nonsense that anything good comes out of. Maybe a trip to the shops. I don't know.
Wait, you're at a loss for an analogy? Oh my gosh.
I know. Must be tired. It was that large lunch.
No, you're absolutely right, Stephen. The great thing to come out of this, to be all serious and soppy and everything else, it has been the friendship that the three of us have been able to forge through this last couple of years. And I think you're absolutely right. That is what makes it work. So many people email us and tell us how they enjoy the banter and they enjoy the fun with a little bit of tech, or sometimes a lot of tech, depending, thrown in. And that's really, I think, what makes it so much fun to do and why we would never completely step away from this at this time from Tech Talk. So all those people that thought we were totally abandoning this and breaking up everything, you know, please search for Double Tap Canada in your podcast player of choice. Now, if you search for Double Tap, you're going to get some odd gaming things or something. So make sure you're looking for the correct show from AMI Audio and Double Tap Canada, because we really appreciate that. But no, I think that it's going to be a really good thing and only going to make each show better, like I said before. And I, for one, am really looking forward to it.
Or, of course, you could go to the website, www.doubletap.online.
Just doubletap.online, yes.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't get it. Just type it in a browser, right? Doubletap.online. It'll take you straight to it. You don't need any W's. I've made it so simple.
Yes, absolutely so simple, just like us. Anyway, well, if you want to get more of this type of banter and technological know-how, and you're interested in hearing more from us, please do definitely check out doubletap.online.
We're also not selling this well, if I'm honest, because, you know, we can't even get a website right.
Yes, doubletap.online. Also, each Thursday evening Eastern time in the U.S., 8 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio, wherever you can access that. And still, please definitely take a listen to RNIB Tech Talk with Stephen Scott and Robin Christofferson going forward. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so.
And for the first show, we're going to be talking about Mobile World Congress. Robin was there. Yeah, I didn't see you guys turning up at World Congress.
Okay.
No.
Oh, well.
Some people have commitment to the show. So he's at Mobile World Congress for us, and he is going to be talking to all kinds of wonderful people, including guys behind an air taxi.
Oh, wow.
I'm so excited.
I want to come
back.
Yeah, I want to come back now.
Oh, well. Jeez. Never mind. Anyway, look, I think that's the door going. Need to go now, guys. Bye. I'm in the tunnel. Love you all.
Now he's shoving us out the door, Sean. I see. But no, anyway, I really encourage everybody to check out the new direction of RNIB Tech Talk. Please still follow us on Double Tap Canada. And hopefully everybody will enjoy it. And we will be able to, you know, have that better focus on each show. And I think it's going to be a good thing. So anyway, guys, I want to thank you so much for coming back on Life After Blindness and talking through this. I know so many people have been interested in this on social media, on email, for the good, for the maybe not so good. And hopefully this will help people to understand what really was going on here. Thank you, guys.
Cheers, Tim.
Thank you. Everything is fine. We all love each other.
Get out of my house.
You're in my house. Get out of my house. Bye. Get out.
Are they gone?
Yes, they're gone now.
Oh, good. I thought they would never leave.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.